Welcome back, everybody. Talmud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Vav Amud Beis, but we are on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And the Gemara just gave us a Braisa that quoted the four different Rishuyos. We know we have a Rishus HaRabim, we have a Rishus HaYachid, so the public domain, the private domain. We have a Karmelis, which is this Derabbanon element in between. And then there's a Makum Patur, where you are Pater. So now we are going to analyze all of these things. Amar Mar, we said previously, Zuhi Rishus HaYachid. So this is a private domain. Lemute Mai, so when we say that this is considered a private domain with all the things, the examples that it gave us, so what's this coming to exclude? Says the Gemara Lamute Had de Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to exclude the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, because it was taught in a Braisa. Yes, sir, Al Kinam Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a Braisa that had a few statements of Rabbi Yehuda. So the second statement of Rabbi Yehuda is, Mish Yesh Lashnei Lot Mishnei Tidei Rishus Haram. So if someone has two houses on two opposite sides of the street, so you have a house on one side of the street, a house on the other side of the street, and the street in between. So it's a Rishus Haram in between of your two houses. So what you could do is, says the Gemara, Osa Lechem Mikan Velechem Mikan, Okorem Mikan Vekorem Mikan, Venosim Venosim Beemtza. So what you're allowed to do is you can put Lechi, which is some sort of post, which we're going to discuss in the future. You could put a lechi on each of the other sides, or you could put a beam, a korah, on each of the other sides. So basically what this means is if you have two houses on two sides of the street, really those are considered two walls. Now you put two walls, or a lechi, or a korah, one of these posts, which works midirabbanan to create other walls. You put that on the other side, then you have a four-sided thing, and the whole thing becomes one big rishus hayachid. What this is all assuming, though, is that midirabbanan, so all you really need for a rishus hayachid is two walls. So as long as you have those two big houses, or the two houses, that's going to be enough midirabbanan to create a rishus hayachid. Now you're allowed to just have to help us in terms of not getting confused. So you have the korah or the lechi on the other side, and then you are going to be okay. So this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that you are able to turn this situation where you have a house on each side of the street and a street in the middle, you're able to turn the whole thing into a rishus hayachid. Amru lo, but the chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, in ma'arvin rishus haram, because you're not allowed to make an eruv and make it into one big rishus hayachid in such a situation. Of course, two walls is not going to be enough midirabbanan for rishus hayachid. Really, you need four. So what the Gemara is telling us is that according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, so this would be considered a rishus hayachid. So the reason why we said zuhi rishus hayachid in our braisa, when we were giving the examples of what a rishus hayachid is to come and exclude this situation of Rabbi Yehuda to teach that is not going to be considered a rishus hayachid. So now I ask the Gemara, if you look at the braisa that we said yesterday, it said that these are rishus hayachid gemura, a complete rishus hayachid. So famai karle gemura, why did it call it gemura? Because mahu detema kipu yirabanan ale de Rabbi Yehuda de lo havi rishus hayachid hanimili latatel aval zorko lazorik module kamash malan. Because you might have thought that even though the rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say that two walls is definitely not going to be enough to create a rishus hayachid, and really you need all four and the houses aren't enough. So that might be in terms of handing something over. If you hand something from the rishus harabim to the rishus hayachid or the opposite, maybe in that situation they would agree. But to throw something from one place to the other, maybe it would be considered enough of a rishus hayachid to allow throwing. So kamash malan, that would not be the case. That's why it has to say rishus hayachid gemura as opposed to the other one, which is not a rishus hayachid at all. So Amar Mar, we said previously the next part of the braisa is Zohi rishus harabim. So this is a rishus harabim. So lemute mai, what's that coming to exclude? So answer the Gemara, lemute idach de Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to exclude another ruling of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not because it says in a Mishnah in Erev and the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Derech Rishsaram Misap Katan, Yisal Kena Litzdadin. Vachacham Omrim Inotzarach. So what's this situation? So the case is where you have a well underground. So you have a thing, something which is underground, and it's 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefachim deep. So therefore, it's really considered a Rishas Hayachit. Now, if you were to bring that up onto the actual land level, then that would be a problem, because that's really Rishas Harabim. So the Chacham allow you to create this type of Rishas Hayachit. If you create four type of L-shaped beams and four on the four corners, you can create a situation where it's all going to continue to be a rishus hayachid. So as long as you have these four beams in the four corners of this square that you make, then you can go ahead and lift the water and everyone would be okay. And this was important when people would be ola regel. They would make sure that they'd have their water supply in this way, so everything would be okay. So says Rabbi Yehuda that if between two of these poles is a public pathway that people can walk through, then even though you made this into your rishus hayachid, it's still going to have the status of rishus harabim because people are still walking through it. And if people are walking through it, then too bad. It's not going to work as a rishus hayachid. But the chachamim say, no, even if people are walking through it, it's still going to be considered a rishus hayachid. Therefore, when our braisa said that this is specifically a rishus harabim, what was it coming to exclude? It was coming to exclude this idea of Rabbi Yehuda, who held that this in-between of the poles where you're creating your rishus hayachid could still be a rishus harabim. so it's coming to exclude that, because that is really going to be a Rishus HaYachid. Now ask the Gemara, Vamai Karolei Gemura, so with the same thing, it said that this is a Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Why did it say this is a complete one? I did a Tana Resha Gemura, Tana Nami Seifa Gemura, because once it said by the first part, Rishus HaYachid Gemura, it also said Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Now the Gemara goes on to a different question. The Gemara says, when talking about Rishus HaRabim, it never mentioned the Midbar. V'lachshov Nami Midbar. Why not mention the desert as something which is a Rishus HaRabim? The Had Tanya, because we have an Abraisa, Vezohi Rishus HaRabim, Sratia, Upaltia Gedola, Mvos Mufulashin, Vahamid. Because when listing all the different Rishus HaRabims, it includes Midbar in this count. So why over there did it include it, and over here it did not? So Amar Rabbi Abaye says, Lokasha, Tam Bisman Sheyisrael Shorim Midbar, Tam Bisman Azeh. So one was talking about the time when the Jews were in the desert, so then it would be considered Rishus HaRabim when you have 3 million Jews walking through. But now, no one goes through the desert, so it's not really going to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Now, we go on in the Braisa. Amar Mar, we said, V'im Hotzi V'ichnis B'shogei Chayiv Chatas B'mezid Anush Karis V'niskal. So we said in the Braisa that if someone goes between a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, or the opposite way, so if you did it by accident, you're going to be Chayiv Chatas, and if you did it on purpose, you're going to be Chayiv Karis. If you're warned, you're going to get Skila. So B'shogei Chayiv Chatas Pshita. So we know this. Anytime you have this type of Isser, if you did it by accident, you have to bring a Karmel Chatas. So what's the Chiddush? Why is the Braisa teaching us this? So answer the Gemara, B'mezid Anush Karis V'niskal, it's Trichle. The whole reason it taught us this idea that you're going to be chayav achatas if you did a b'shogeg is to teach us the second part, that if you did it on purpose, you're going to be chayav kares and get skila if you were properly warned. But ask the Gemara, hanami pshita, that also is obvious. We know that you get kares and skila if you violate Shabbos. So answer the Gemara, noha kamash malan kidirav. Kidrav. This is coming to teach us, like Rav. Dama Rav, because Rav says, Matsasi Megillah Starim Bei Rabbi Chia. I found a hidden scroll in the base medrash of Rabbi Chia, the Kosovo, but it said on it, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, that Isi says, Avos Malachos Arba Im Chaser Achas, that the Malachos on Shabbos are 40 minus 1, which is 39 Malachos, we know, Ve'eno Chayev Ela Achas, and one is only going to be Chayev once if they violated all 39 of them. Now, this is very strange. Ask the Gemara, Eni, is this true? Vahatanan, Avos Malachos Arba Im Chaser Achas, we know the Mishnah tells us, on our classic Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, as we're going to get to, hopefully, that the Mishnah says that there are 39 Avos Malachos Vavinamba, and the Mishnah is discussing Minyan Alamali. Why do we need this specific number? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Im Asan Kuan Mehelam Echad, Chayav Al Kulachas V'Achas, that if someone did all 39 Malachos at once, they're going to be Chayav every single time. So how could Isi possibly say that you're only going to be Chayav once if you did all 39 Malachos? Ella, what was Isi really saying? Ima Eno Chayav Al Achas Mehen. Rather, Isi was really telling us something hidden, which is that there are 39 Malachos, but there's only one of them that you're not going to have this regular chiyuv kares and skila. All 38 other ones you are going to, but there's one that doesn't, but he doesn't say which one it is. So now, so really, now back to what we were talking about, the reason why it's a chiddush to tell us that if you go from one rishus to the other, you're going to be chayev, kares, and skila, the reason why the Bryce had to say this is because we needed to know for sure that this is not the one that Isi was talking about that does not have this punishment. So now we know for sure that maybe it's one of the 38 others, but when it comes to Hotzah, it definitely will have this punishment of Karis and Skila. This is Daf Vavam Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.